Hello and welcome to Scooter Radio, featuring me, Jack McRobert,
and Kieran Barge.
Nice. How are you, Kieran? All right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm doing good.
Good.
A lot less stressful this week, so.
Yeah. We're jumping straight back into it. Although we don't know when this is going to be uploaded, but yeah.
As soon as possible, really.
Stay tuned for that. So today we're talking about Hook, aren't we? Like our actual first. Arguably nostalgic film.
Yeah, so we're finally delivering on the promise that we made in the introduction. Mm. So we thought, yeah, let's start off with one of the greatest nostalgic films of all time.
Yeah.
In my opinion, and probably yours.
Yeah.
Just want to say quickly, quick shout out to Rico Rants.
Yeah.
You have been, our first fan, I think.
Go follow him on Twitter, at Rants Rico. He's retweeted us. He's sharing the love on our Twitter, which is good. If you could all sort of join in as well and follow us, that'd be great. At Scooter Radio, at @Scooter_Radio19, should I say.
Mm-hmm.
At @Scooter_Radio19, go follow it.
Yeah. Cheers, Rico, you're a legend.
Yeah, we love you, Rico. And we've got Facebook as well, and we've got a Facebook page.
Yeah, so that's going to have updates on it about when our videos are coming up and what we're going to be doing next as well. So like away. But yeah, let's just jump straight into this because we want to try and make this a shorter one for a change.
Yeah.
So Hook, I think this means a lot to both of us, probably you more than me, actually.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a film that defines my childhood in a way. It reminds me of my childhood.
Mm.
It's a typical Spielberg bit of magic, isn't it? It's like a lot of people might say, like, I've read reviews on it and stuff, and people say, like, extremely corny film and stuff.
Mm.
And it's like, yeah, but like in them days, they kind of were. But it's not, I don't find it painful to watch at all. I absolutely love it. And it just reminds me of my childhood. And the classical music in it as well is just what drags me in more than anything. That can transport me back to my childhood just like that. And it's incredible.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what we were talking about in our introduction, actually, John Williams. We were talking about films as a time capsule. And I think his scores specifically, this one specifically, actually.
Hmm.
Does do that. It takes you back to your childhood, and it's like you were saying, it's full of like this whimsical nature, which Spielberg is famous for doing, obviously with films like E.T. as well. There are a few issues with it. I think it's a film that people either love or hate. I love it, but I can definitely see some of the flaws in it, but they're minor quibbles. I think it's mostly in the third act. The first two acts are really strong.
Yeah.
And I liked how it was the first film to delve into the psychology of Peter Pan.
Yeah, absolutely.
About his repressed memories. And I think it's a really interesting premise actually to ask the question, what if he did finally grow up?
Yeah.
And the person he turns into is probably not what we would have thought.
Yeah. Like we were discussing, he's a hero to some, but not this version.
Mm-hmm.
Like Robin Williams's character is called Peter Banning.
Yeah.
And
it's like a stuffy worked up lawyer. Yeah.
He's like doesn't want to entertain his children, and like that's part of the main message in this film, isn't it? To sort of bring back his and lift his sort of inner self.
Bring his childhood back. Yeah, as this film actually does for many of us watching it. Now, yeah,
there's a song in it, Remembering Childhood, isn't there?
Yeah.
That strikes a chord in my heart.
It's so painful, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's painful, but and that's what nostalgia is. It's
like
happy.
Torturing ourselves just listening to it and torturing ourselves.
But, yeah, I mean, that's the feeling you get from nostalgia is a happy sadness, I guess.
Mm.
And this film delivers that in spades.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, Robin Williams, it's almost it's almost against type for him because he is playing such an unlikable character for the first two acts.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange in that sense, but the Peter Pan character itself is pretty much tailor-made for him. Mm. I was thinking, actually, we were just discussing this before, that this actually acts like the third in a trilogy to the Disney films. If you watch them, like the original Peter Pan from the 50s, and then the sequel Return to Neverland.
I haven't actually seen that.
It's a lot of people, again, I think it's a love-hate thing.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the Disney sequels that is actually good.
Cool.
But it's, this film, strangely, even though it was released first, before that one,
feels like it's tidying it all together.
It feels like the third part of that story.
Mm.
So it's kind of cool that way.
Yeah.
But I mean, our favourite, I think both of our favourite element from this film is Dustin Hoffman. What a performance.
Yeah, I think Robin Williams in the 90s was a part of a lot of 90s kids' childhood, wasn't it? When, I don't know when Mrs. Doubtfire came out, but like he
would have
was,
been the 90s, yeah.
Yeah, he was playing sort of similar characters like that, and he's great in it.
The genie as well.
But yeah, but what we feel is that, you know, rather than just go with sort of the majority and highlight, shine a spotlight over Robin, we wanted to talk about Dustin Hoffman, who was absolutely incredible. When you look back at all the other his other performances, character portrayals, being sort of shoved in to play this sinister serpent-like man, this villain, you know, who would have thought, let's cast him as it? I mean, in the films, it was it Jason Isaac who plays
Lucius Malfoy?
Lucius Malfoy. Yeah. I sort of understand him because he's got quite a sinister face. But like Dustin Hoffman, I think he should have shocked everyone with that performance. He was incredible.
He did, because I mean, I think Captain Hook is a role. I don't like to say this, but I think it's probably something that's beneath him, really, because he was pulling out some amazing performances back in the 70s of the day of, like, Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
He was part of that whole circle of actors, and the performances he were putting out were always Oscar-worthy. And this, I mean, he really brought his A-game to this, and he wasn't afraid to kind of let his hair down, I think, for this and be a part of a quote-unquote kids' film. So in that sense, it was quite unexpected and against type, but he was perfect for it. He looks like Captain Hook to me, and the way his he speaks, his British accent is amazing.
Yeah,
actually, considering he's a New Yorker, I think
it was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when I was younger, I obviously didn't. When I was watching it, when I was like 5 or so. I think it came out in 91 or 2.
91, yeah.
Yeah, and I was watching it when I was like 5, for example. I never even obviously knew of Dustin Hoffman then, and I just thought this is a British actor. But yeah, incredible accent.
He is, and his chemistry with Bob Hoskins is amazing as well. That scene where he's trying to commit suicide.
Yeah.
And he's like, you better get off your ass. And like,
yeah, do the impression.
No, I'm not going to do it because I can't do it justice.
Don't try to stop me, Smee.
Yeah. So, I mean, the camaraderie between them two is amazing. There's so much comedy with them. That's what's so fun about those two characters is that they are quite twisted characters, really. Well, Captain Hook is anyway, but there's still a lot of fun involved. And Dustin Hoffman wasn't really known for that either. So he did that really well. We have Julia Roberts as well, who I don't want to say was miscast. Actually, no, she was perfectly cast. But I think the way they portrayed Tinkerbell wasn't quite right, because in the original she was a very jealous, kind of mean-spirited character, tried to kill Wendy.
Yeah.
And in this she's very like sort of like an American sweetheart, very loving and kind of sweet. And oddly, that's I would think they'd cast Julia Roberts for the reason that she was jealous and because Julia Roberts is, I've heard, is not a very nice person. And I think even on set, they were calling her Tinker Hell.
Tinker Hell.
Yeah. Right. So it's amazing that they didn't kind of go with that as a character as well and make her like a bitch.
Yeah. It's an interesting choice, isn't it? Because everyone, when you say Tinkerbell, everyone associates that character with, like, you know, a blonde-haired female. And casting her, it would just be interesting to sort of go back and find out, like, delve back into it, find out the thought process behind that.
Yeah.
But I think she did well. I think a lot of people who do like Hook, do care about it as a film, will maybe say that, you know, out of all the cast, she was maybe the weak link. But I think she did really well in the end.
Mm-hmm.
She was, it just goes to show it doesn't matter about the hair colour as such, but...
No, not at all.
I think,
She did all right. I mean, oddly, I kind of forget about her usually when thinking about this. I think because you've got Dustin Hoffman and Robin Williams, so she's kind of submerged under that. Surprisingly, she doesn't often get sidelined in a film.
Yeah.
What about, I know we have differing opinions on this. I know a lot of people love Rufio. I can't stand him.
Why?
I don't know. He's just really, for me, he's a really unlikable character. Even when he does turn in the end and joins Peter Pan, I don't know. I just can't rewind that 2 hours I spent hating him. you have a different opinion on that.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, not much to say, really.
That's it, no. In the beginning, I remember thinking, like, he's being a bit harsh on Robin Williams, who we all love and everything. But, I think towards the end, and the scene where it's playing that song, You Are the Pan, that was just, like, for me, that was just, like, maybe one of the most iconic films scenes in the whole film.
That is beautiful.
And that just took it all away from me. I just, when he handed that sword to him and was like, You are the Pan, it was just like, you know, we forgive you, Rufio. We all love you now. I've got nothing but love for you, brother. So it's
Yeah,
like,
I didn't have that reaction to it really. I kind of I love that scene, and that was a great scene, but more so because of the music, as we were saying again. I think John Williams elevated that scene. Without his music, I don't think it would be as good. But I think it's mostly Robin Williams and, you know, the crow and the lifting the sword, and it's really triumphant. I
How
think,
sad though when he died, and
yeah, I didn't care.
yeah, no,
No.
he's dying in Robin's arms, and he's just like, "Do you know what I wish for?" He's like, "I wish I had a father like you."
Yeah.
Do you remember
And
that?
then his real son just realizes what an idiot he's been.
Yeah,
Actually, that's a character I hate more. I think Peter Banning's kids,
Jack
Jack
and
and Maggie, yeah,
Jack and
they're
Maggie.
really irritating,
You
especially from
can't.
an acting standpoint.
Yeah.
I think all the kids are really weak, actually, even the Lost Boys. Like, there's some really bad acting. Like,
We're slating Hook at the moment, but we love it.
yeah, I
This
love
is
it, sorry.
our first nostalgic film,
Oh, no, I do love it, but.
and we're just carried like, yeah,
No,
I hate Rufio. I wasn't that sad when he died. I didn't care. And
Yeah, I mean, like,
you know what I hate more than Rufio? The kids.
you might hate him more than kids, the Lost
The
Boys.
Lost Boys.
Apart from that one, the kid who gets given the sword in the end, you know,
Oh,
the one who
yeah.
turns himself into a ball and stuff.
Yeah.
I really like him,
A little chubby
and
kid.
like the little oracle kid that, you know, that keeps moving Peter Pan's face to try and figure out if it's really
Oh,
him. That's really emotional. I love that so
He's like,
much.
"Oh, there you are, Peter."
Yeah. By the way, you know the other one, who's like does the roly-polies and shit. There's
The skinny
one
one.
really, no, not the skinny one.
No, I know what you mean,
Yeah.
though, but we're not shaming.
No, stop trying to get me into a hole. That one. There's this really weird scene where he gives Toodle's marbles back to
Oh,
Peter, and Peter's like, "Wow, he really did lose his marbles."
yeah.
And then the kid's like, "Yeah, he really lost him." And then he's like, the next second he's like, "Do you miss your mother, Peter?" Like, fucking out of nowhere. And it's supposed to be like a really touching, nice moment, but it comes off as fucking creepy. Watch that scene again. It's just, oh man. But aside from that, I love that kid. Sorry, yeah. Even that I was slating. Gosh.
You're getting all like hot and bothered
I
over
am, I
Hook and
am.
Blanche. Like,
No, I do love it. I do like this film.
take a deep breath. No, we love it. It's
There
like,
are. There, I think there's one more thing I have to say. Actually, one more negative thing I have to say.
okay.
I think, well, the first two acts are really good.
Yeah, let's have the plot holes
Yeah,
we're gonna
that's what I
go
was
into.
gonna go into. So, like, the first two acts are really strong. They're pretty solid. You know, they're delving into the psychology of Peter Pan. And it's like a really, it feels like a very adult film, actually. However, in the third act, everything just kind of unravels. It becomes, I think, perhaps a little too overly whimsical.
I
And
think
there's
a lot of
also,
people would agree who like the film and who don't, obviously.
yeah, I think, yeah, you have to be like objective. And I think the third act, there's also some massive plot holes that all take place within like the space of 5 minutes. There's the scene where he's kind of going back and kind of reconstructing his memory. You know, when he goes into that tree, the tree house, the burned tree house, yeah, which Captain Hook burnt, and then they build another tree house on top of it.
Another emotional bit. That's the
Yeah.
whole remembering childhood scene, isn't it?
Yeah, when he sees Michael, John,
Where,
and Wendy written on the tree, yeah.
when that piano comes on and it's just that song, that just really does something to me on another level. I can't explain. It's just like, that's what I sort of long for. Sorry to interrupt you on
That's
your point,
okay.
but that's what we're all about, like me and you. And that's why we've decided to do this channel in the first place, because we get sort of touched by the music in films and nostalgic moments more than like any of our friends, and they all think we're like freaks. But
Yeah.
and we just love going back to it, and we just can't help but want to keep like,
Yeah, it's probably really unhealthy
not
because we're always trying to
torturing.
re-explore our childhoods through that. I think it may be
Maybe
boring
we
it.
should see a psychiatrist and see what they suggest.
Yeah, maybe up when we upload this video, just show it to a doctor or something. But
Anyway, carry on, Kieran. Sorry.
that's all right. So, yeah, the plot holes. So
Plot holes,
when
yeah.
he goes into that burnt treehouse and he starts reconstructing his memory and he remembers how he first went to Neverland and he's like saying stuff about, "Oh, I remember my mother and what she was like and what she was saying, and I remember that I didn't want to ever grow up." and I always wanted to be a kid. And yet they're showing that through flashback, and he's like a newborn baby.
Yeah.
How can he have those thoughts at that age?
He wouldn't have known any better, would
He
he?
wouldn't have known nothing. There's
No.
no way he would have the capacity to even think those things.
Yeah.
So that's a flaw. Second of all, he was like, oh, I ran away. I ran away because I didn't, what
No.
was it? I didn't want to grow up or something.
You didn't run away. You didn't use your legs. The pram
The pram got blown by the wind.
from down the hill.
And you made the good point that his parents didn't even bother to look for him.
No, they were great parents.
Yeah, so I
A
can
good
see why he
parent.
wanted to get away from them, probably.
Yeah.
But there's that, and then Tinkerbell takes him to Neverland straight away,
Yeah.
basically. He's lying on the floor as like a newborn baby, and she takes him away to Neverland. And I'm like, okay, but then why does he continue growing if he's gone to Neverland? Because then we see him grow up into the young boy, the 12-year-old boy, or whatever he is. How does that work? Do you just like stop growing? Do you just grow till 12 in Neverland and then never grow again? Or how does it work?
I don't know, yeah. It'd be interesting to know
That's a bit of a flaw.
because all the Lost Boys, it appears that all the Lost Boys got taken to Neverland at the same time.
Yeah, and they're all different ages as well.
Well, I thought they were all similar age,
I don't know, they all look different ages. What? But Rufio is clearly older.
yeah.
So is it
So
just they
how
were
did
all
that
taken
work?
there at a different time? Were they born there?
Yeah.
Like what is going on? But, and then also at the end, you get that bit where Smee comes back, and when Peter's returned back home,
Yeah.
and he's like,
A
what's
road
it?
sweeper.
Yeah, a road sweeper, and he's like, and that's kind of blurring reality, but
I
like.
like that though. That's kind of it's kind of like it's kind of giving that message to the audience that a lot of Disney films and a lot of films in the 90s in general were doing then, which is like your imagination is as powerful as you make it. And like it's all in your head, basically. But yeah, it's like I understand why people wouldn't know what to make of that bit, 'cause it's like, well, was the whole film just a waste? You know, was Peter Pan like in a coma? Did he hit his head on something? And then, I don't know.
It's the
Was it
whole.
all in his head? Was it all a dream?
Is he actually Peter Pan? I guess it's kind of interesting in that sense, but
Yeah, in the
it's
end,
very
it's like
strange.
he just, it's like he had a dream, this experience in his dream world, and it's basically just he comes back. The message is be nicer to your kids.
It basically comes across like he's just got pissed and woken up because he's laying down outside the house,
Yeah,
and Smee is like, sweeping alcohol bottles off the floor. So that's what it looks like.
that he's been thrown out of the window the night before at like
Yeah.
people crossing the road, like.
So, I mean, so yeah, that's kind of weird. In the last kind of 5 minutes, it turns into a Christopher Nolan movie. But
Yeah.
people are going to think we hate this because we're saying so many, or I'm saying so many bad things. I promise, I do love it,
No,
really.
it's magical, yeah.
It is. I mean, I think it's best that we kind of bring to people's attention the kind of the flaws in it, because they may not have thought about it. Because often people get blinded by nostalgia,
Yeah.
which is a big issue. I know that happens for us as well.
Yeah.
We kind of overlook things. That's something we were discussing in our introduction, that like, was it really good, the stuff we were growing up with, or is it just because we
Yeah.
have these rose-tinted glasses on and we're blind to how good it actually was?
Yeah, I think we're in that now. We're in that sort of mode of ourselves where we sort of love it. We crave nostalgia and, you know, whatever people think, whether it's an actual, whether it is the rose-tinted glasses or if it is genuine, but you know, all that matters is that we love it. We're going to chat about it and
Yeah,
that stays the same.
that's true.
If we've got an illness, we've got an illness. We still love it. We're still going to watch Hook.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll never stop. Yeah, I mean it is such an important part of my childhood as well. And despite all of its imperfections and shortcomings, I will always stand by it. I know Steven Spielberg said he hates it. He
Really?
really doesn't like it. Yeah.
I think it's better than ET though, but
So do
a
I.
lot of people won't think so.
Yeah,
But
I think ET is kind of overrated.
yeah,
But
I think it is.
yeah, I think this is one of his best works made for children. Even though, again, like I was saying, there is
Adults.
quite a, yeah, there is quite
Yeah.
a lot of adult themes in it. I think it's very kind of, we're literally jumping into Peter Pan's psyche, which is kind of a noble approach to take, novel approach to take.
But going back to your point where it's like, you know, the main argument for this is, you know, you just like nostalgic films. You know, you feel this, you have this crave for nostalgia because it's something you grew up with. And people naturally look back at their childhood and think, you know, the sun was always out. Those were better times. But Our argument, main argument back for that, I would say, is that the reason we like these films is because you don't get that anymore, and we can't quite put our finger on what it is. It isn't just nostalgia at all. It's the music, it's the classical scores, and there just aren't any films, and haven't been any films, more like Hook since Hook. And I mean, that's not because it's old and the production and the graphics and everything. It's just, it's got a feel to it that I can't explain, and it's just, or how it all comes together is just perfection for me.
I think it's that whimsical nature, and I think even actually the first two Harry Potters had a similar kind of feel to them. I think they were the last of that kind of movie, actually.
I think that was all down to Columbus,
Chris Columbus, yeah.
making them as magical as they were. But I think, talk about Harry Potter, obviously, but I think making the first two magical, absolutely brilliant, gets you into it, doesn't it? It gets you like engulfed, and then change, and it evolves over the course of the
As it should
next
do.
films.
But yeah, I've got not much to more to say about this really. Although the one thing I will mention are the cameos in this. We've got arguably what I think is an Oscar-worthy performance from Glenn Close. Some of you may not know who she is in this. She's actually playing a guy. It's when
You'll put a
Hook.
picture up anyway, won't you? But
Yeah, I'll put a picture up. It's when Hook is like questioning, like who doubted that he could bring Peter Pan back.
who doubted I did? I could do
He,
it.
yeah, and yeah, Glenn Close is the one that bet against him, and then she kind of breaks
And she
down,
is
admitted it.
Cruella de Vil.
She's Cruella de Vil, yeah. She kind of breaks down, admits that she betted against him, and then gets put into the boo box with the scorpions, which is pretty horrific. So yeah, that's a fun fact for you, for those who didn't know. That's Glenn Close. And then another fun fact, when Pete is getting taken off to Neverland for the first time, by Tinkerbell, he gets carried over the bridge, next to Big Ben. And
Oh, that bridge.
that bridge, yeah.
Oh.
And there's a couple kissing, and the couple is actually George Lucas and Carrie Fisher.
Can you tell though, or is it like,
I think it's something that was in the production
or does it
notes.
just look like two ants and
Yeah, you
it
wouldn't.
turns out they were in it? But
Yeah.
that is weird though, isn't it? That's straight. That's nice that they also wanted to get involved in,
But get involved in that way, that's so odd.
If you love Star Wars, you should love Hook. If you've watched Star Wars but not seen Hook, go and watch Hook, because if they appreciate it, so should you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what did it get on Rotten Tomato? Which is why we don't want to slag anything off, really. It's never a good thing, but I think it's safe to say Rotten Tomato is not 100% always reliable, a reliable source
Yeah, for
in our opinion, because.
I mean, for me it isn't. I mean the scales, the ratings for certain films are all over the place. Like, what were some of the ones, the ridiculous ones that you were seeing?
It was like About a Boy got 90 something
Yeah.
and Home Alone got 60 odd. Let me have a look, because I shouldn't have
Yeah.
sent it to you, didn't I?
I mean, it's up for debate. I guess it's up to your personal taste, but we were having a discussion with some friends about this, and they were all saying that they find Rotten Tomatoes very reliable. So,
Like, I don't know the film with Denzel Washington, He Got Game.
yeah.
I don't know what that is. Have you seen that?
I think so, yeah.
It might be a great film, I might be talking shit, but I've not seen it, and they've given it 81%. Now, if you're going to give that 81%, then I don't know how you can give Space Jam 43%.
Well, I think a lot of people probably would agree with that. This is what I this is where
The
the
nostalgia
question
comes
of our
in.
nostalgia comes up, because Space Jam, I love it again so much, but technically it's not a good film. It's like an hour and a half commercial, Nike commercial.
But again, you don't get films
It's
sort of
purely
like that
mercenary.
now. And in our childhood, that was quite iconic for us, because it was like a massive film based on the Looney Tunes.
With Michael Jordan, the
Yeah,
greatest.
it was still a massive film.
It was, yeah, but I think that's what, when people say the 90s were a dark age in movies, I think that's what they mean. They're referring to films like Space Jam,
Like
like
that.
Batman and Robin, which were completely mercenary and just all about the toy sales and not about the actual product. So I kind of, in that sense, I guess Rotten Tomatoes is correct in that. I think that's where we're probably blinded by our nostalgia a little bit.
But yeah, it'll be interesting to know other people's opinions, because here's another one. American Pie, the first American Pie, 61%. So for what it is, Yeah, it's a good laugh. It's actually quite nostalgic because growing up we watched it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
even where though we probably shouldn't be at that age when it
Yeah,
came out, but yeah.
but it's funny. It's not up there with obviously Shawshank Redemption because it's a completely different type of film, and
Yeah.
that's not what they were trying to do. But 61% American Pie, 43 Space Jam, Home Alone 56%, About a Boy, the film with Hugh Grant and Nicholas Hoult, is it? He's all grown up now. He was in X-Men and Skins. About a Boy gets 93%. Now, it was a good film,
But that's the joke.
but 93%, it gets 93%. Home Alone gets 56%. Now, I mean, if you lined up 100 people and said, I mean, this sounds arrogant because it's not a fact because we don't know. But I reckon, I'm saying I believe, and I think a lot of people would agree with me, that if I lined up 100 people and said, what's your favourite film out of Home Alone or About a Boy? At least 60% would say,
I think most of them would say
yeah.
Home Alone, yeah.
So, yeah, that's our
I
sort of
mean,
slagging off
yeah,
Rotten Tomatoes.
I wouldn't go
But
by that. I don't really go by anybody's
what
word
did it
anymore, to
get?
be
What did
honest.
Hook get? Hook got 20, 26% was it, or
Yeah.
23?
Well, this brings us back to the beginning. It's kind of like a love-hate film, I think. Some of the people, I think the people who grew up with it, they love it.
Yeah.
Whereas people who were probably born before or afterwards, after that time period, they're probably in the other camp. But yeah, I mean, that might be an interesting question to pose to people who are watching this. Do you love Hook, or do you think it is a bad film?
Yeah.
I don't know any many in-betweeners at this point. It's usually love or hate.
The Inbetweeners came out a lot later.
No, I meant in-betweeners, like
Yeah. I know what you
who just
meant.
think it's okay.
I know what you meant, yeah.
Oh, you bastard.
But no, we haven't really had any comments on our videos yet, unfortunately. Apart from, is it C Pats? A guy called C Pats. We love you for your very kind comment. Thank you very much for
Yeah, thanks, CPET.
that. But yeah, if people can be bothered to dislike it, we'd like you to put a comment. We've only had like one dislike, so if you can be bothered, please. I think any press is good press. Barge would prefer only positive comments,
No, that's not true.
but we obviously both would. But like, yeah, please take the time out to, post a comment. Because we've got 11 subscribers now, we hope it keeps on rising.
Yeah.
And I wish I could tell who those people were, because other
Yeah, I'd
than,
love to just give him a big hug.
yeah, and just say thank you. And
Yeah.
like, do you get home from work and sort of check if we posted another video yet? Or like, what are your lives like?
I really doubt it.
Oh.
But I think despite what you said in the beginning, we are still very new to this. So I think it'll take a while before we build up
Yeah, we've
viewers and start getting comments and likes. So I think this
Rome
is
wasn't
normal.
built in a day, so this time next year we'll be right up there with the, if we believe.
But yeah, I guess that brings us to the end here. I mean, I feel really bad because I feel like I just slagged this film off when in fact I love it so much.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't say many good things, but because I guess because I've just pretty much assumed that the people who love it know why it's good. I mean, we all know why it's good.
I love the fact that like the build up to this is like, should we do Hook? I message you like, should we do Hook for our next video? Yeah, let's do Hook. Like, we both love Hook. Last time we watched Hook, we were both like crying in each other's arms, like watching it. And
And we
like,
had one of our friends sat on the side who didn't get it at all and was like, can we turn this shit off?
yeah, literally like 20 minutes in, he was disgusted and just looking at
Yeah.
my girlfriend. We've made good time of this one. It's like a shorter one. I think we've made all the points.
Yeah, I think we did.
Overall, we love it.
I just want to stress, I do really love this film, despite because this video is going to suggest the contrary, but I really love it, and I just wanted to bring about some of the flaws that you may not be aware of. Because
Yeah.
I think nostalgia does tend to blind people a lot, so it's good to kind of make them aware of things if they haven't thought of it already.
Yeah, it's good for our audience as well, because they know that it's just not nostalgic bias, is it, at the end of the
Yeah, we
day?
don't want to just
It's
say,
a
oh, it's
good,
so fantastic, tape off, let's go.
yeah, just say good things about it. Why we,
Yeah.
it's, this is our favorite, this is why we like it. There's no bad things, end of.
Yeah, that'd be
Yeah.
boring. So I guess this might be a trend with the nostalgic films that we follow with. We'll probably be saying a lot of negative things, but just bear in mind that we love these films so much, and that's why we're talking about them.
You better not slag off Casper.
Actually, I think I have less bad things to say about that. I think that's quite an admirable film.
Yeah.
We're probably going to be doing that next, I think.
That's another emotional film, very powerful film, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
Should we confirm that now, Casper, next week? Yeah.
as far as we know, yeah, Casper.
Yeah, okay,
I
so.
don't like setting things in stone in case it doesn't, in case you go off to Mumbai again or
I'm not going to Mumbai again for a while, so don't
okay, you're
worry.
here for the long
Yeah,
haul. Okay
yeah.
then.
But yeah,
Casper it is.
so Casper is. I'll try not
You love
to
Casper.
rip it too much. I do
No.
love it a lot, and it is really emotional. I think it's a very admirable film, but we'll talk about that next time.
Yeah.
So yeah, click the bell icon, all of that.
Yeah, click the bell icon to receive notifications when we put up a new video. We upload every week, so yeah, another reason to please subscribe. And thank you very much for listening, the people who have taken the time to listen to this. And yeah, as we said, go and follow the Twitter page, Scooter, at Scooter underscore Radio 19, and like our Facebook page where you get updates from the Barge puts on there as well.
Yep.
I'll be looking after the Twitter. And just want to say thank you for the people that have subscribed and listened. And yeah,
And viewed, yeah, for the guys who've.
drop some comments as well.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to drop some comments.
Please do. We'd love to.
Because we've had loads of emails saying, that we're geniuses, we're
No, that's
amazing,
not
we're
true.
the future of YouTube and
No,
everything.
no,
And
no.
so just no, that's not true.
That's not true. That's a complete lie.
Yeah.
But no, I think we've been making some really controversial statements, particularly in the Star Wars.
Which can be good.
It's good,
Keeps
yeah.
it interesting.
We're being honest. We're not trying to pander to anything or
No.
anybody. So yeah, we made some controversial statements in both Star Wars and the Joker video, I
Yeah.
think. So it'd be great to hear you guys fight us back on that almost.
Yeah. We've said it since the since day one, please tell us what you think,
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, so I think we're done here.
Yeah.
So yeah, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll catch you at the next one.
Until next time, take care.
Bye.